Hello.
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I have a dick. I'm a guy.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1975.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope. All my neighbors are Hispanic except me.
What is your race?
I'm Negro. Hispanic. That's how they say black. I'm Negro. Black.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Very dissatisfied.
As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10, meaning that you are extremely likely to vote. A 5, meaning you are neither. Hello?
I'm a poll worker. I gotta vote. I'm an election judge. I have to vote. You called the right person. I have to vote. It's mandatory.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Extremely motivated.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Five.
Can you repeat, sir?
5. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2.
The economy. I like women's rights. I support women's rights, okay? I support women's rights and the economy.
Would it be okay if I read the list?
You can read the list. Yes.
Thank you. 1, the cost of living and inflation. 2, voting rights and democracy. 3, Israel-Palestine conflict. 4, crime and violence. 5, jobs and the economy. 6, teaching history in schools. 7,
crime and violence.
Criminal justice reform, police violence, healthcare, climate change, student loan forgiveness, abortion, immigration, or racism and discrimination.
I like abortion. Yeah, abortion is another one. I like abortion.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would you, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, you're neutral, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You can use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, or if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris?
She sucks.
How would you rate her on a scale of 0 to 10?
0. She sucks.
Hakeem Jeffries?
He sucks. 0.
Donald Trump?
He sucks too. Zero.
Republicans in Congress?
They suck too. Zero.
Joe Biden?
Double zero.
Tim Walsh?
A one. Give him a one.
Black members of Congress?
They get a zero too. They get a watermelon.
Thank you. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Third party or independent candidate.
And if the election, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I'd go Republican.
Would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
None of their promises. None.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats in Congress?
More. You said it right. More because less. Joe Biden sucks. Kamala sucks too. But more. I would vote for Kamala since Joe Biden stepped aside.
Is that much or somewhat more likely?
Much.
Thank you. Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Better under Trump.
What do you say, somewhat better or much better under Trump?
Much better.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means that it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans
one.
Want to strip away.
Okay, you said zero means bad, 10 means good, correct?
10 raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans in Congress.
All right, give me a 1. Give me a 0. I don't have no concern about the focus.
Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history for our schools.
Republicans are okay with Black folks. They help the Black folks go to college. They're okay.
How would you rate it, sir?
They're okay. They're doing a good job. Republicans are doing a good job on Black folks. They're doing great.
This is still from the same question. If it raises concerns for you or does not raise concerns for you about voting for Republicans?
Does not raise concerns for me.
How would you vote it on a scale of 0 to 10?
0.
The third statement is, Trump and Republicans have stripped millions of women of the right to make decisions about their own bodies, with Black women facing disproportionate impact. More than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care thanks to Trump, and Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and health of Black women at risk.
Nope, they're okay. 0.
In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by if he loses, and we saw the resulting carnage at the Capitol on January 6th. Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not on our watch.
Okay.
How would you rate that on a scale of 0 to 10?
Zero.
Does not. Okay, thank you. And the last statement is, Republicans are pushing forward with Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities. Under Project 2025, Republicans would gut health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities, and eliminate benefits we have paid into such a social security.
Zero. No concern. Zero.
Thank you. Thinking about the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options. One, we cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. Two, Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. Three, we cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's future.
Okay, stop. How many more questions do we have?
We're almost done, sir.
How many more questions?
There's not a specific number, but we're at 80% right now.
Oh, my God. Here are questions.
Can we please finish the survey, sir? I promise it'll be over, and we will not call you again about the survey.
That's what she said. You just said it. Keep going.
Four, we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Or five, we cannot allow our generation to be stripped off freedoms that so many have sacrificed before us.
Uh-huh. Zero. We're good to go.
Out of the following statements, which two would best describe how you feel?
Well, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Okay, I'm tired of this survey. Have a good night. I'm tired.
Sarah, can we please finish? Would it be okay if we continued?
Go on. Keep going.
Out of the statements that you just heard, which of the two out of them would best describe how you feel?
The second one.
Which other one?
The second one, basically, my biggest thing is the economy. That's my problem. The economy, and as far as jobs for Black people, we're doing okay. Black people got to stop being lazy and get a job. Put the weed down, put the saggy pants down. But the second one, so let's go from there.
Would you like me to read you the other ones choose another one?
Yes.
We cannot stand by while the lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. We have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists. Or we cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedom that so many have sacrificed before us.
So many have sacrificed before us.
Thank you. We just have a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 mm-hmm. election? Hello? Extremely likely.
Yeah, extremely likely. Yes, I am. I have to vote. I work at a polling place. I have to vote.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just have to ask you these questions. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely.
Matter of fact, negative 1. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So, once again... If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Republican candidate.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, very progressive, somewhat progressive, or moderate?
Moderate.
Are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Nope, I don't have any kids.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
How would you describe your employment status? Hello, sir?
Yes?
How would you describe your employment status?
Semi-retired.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
For whom did you vote, sir?
Joe Biden. And he sucked balls.
Last question. Last year that... Well,
very much. Oh, my God.
Last year that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$70,000.
I'm sorry, sir. It appears there was one more question. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
No, I guess somewhat. Music school, yeah. Music school counts, yeah. I'm a Christian music school.
How often do you attend?
6 days a week. 5 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Thank you very much. That concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation.
Woo! Yeah, baby. Woo. Thank you, sir. All right.
Have a good day.
You're awesome.